Then Elihu continued and said, "Wait for me a little, and I will show you that there is still more to be said on God's behalf. I will bring my knowledge from afar and describe righteousness to my Maker. For truly my words are not false. One who is perfect in knowledge is with you. Behold, God is mighty, but does not reject anyone. He is mighty in strength of understanding. He does not keep the wicked alive, but gives justice to the afflicted. He does not withdraw his eyes from the righteous, but with kings on the throne he has seated them forever, and they are exalted." And if they are bound in shackles and are caught in the snares of misery, then he declares to them their work and their wrongdoings, that they have been arrogant. He opens their ears to instruction and commands that they return from injustice. If they listen and serve him, they will end their days in prosperity and their years in happiness. But if they do not listen, they will perish by the sword and die without knowledge. But the godless in heart nurture anger. They do not call for help when he binds them. They die in youth, and their life perishes among the cold prostitutes. He rescues the afflicted in their misery and opens their ears in time of oppression. Then indeed he induced you away from the mouth of distress, and instead you to mockery, and do not let the greatness of the ransom turn you aside. Will your cry for help keep you from distress, or all the exertions of your strength? Do not long for the night when people vanish in their places. Be careful, do not turn to evil, for you preferred this to misery. Behold, God is exalted in his power. Who is a teacher like him? Who has appointed him his way? Has said, "You have done wrong. Remember that you are to exalt his work, of which people have sung." All people have seen it, mankind looks.
looks at it from afar. Behold, God is exalted, and we do not know him. The number of his years is unsearchable, for he draws the drops of water. They distill rain from its celestial they drip upon mankind abundantly. Can anyone understand the spreading of the clouds, the thundering of his pavilion? Behold, he spreads his lightning about him, and he covers the depths of the sea. For by them he judges peoples, he gives food in abundance. He covers his hands with the lightning and commands it to strike the target. Its thundering voice declares his presence, the light.